Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says India has become leader in oceanic transport and monsoon harness sea capacity. Center says 60 districts freed from menace of left-wing extremism in the last 5 years. Government is ready for talks with farmers, says Union Minister Bhagirath Chaudhary. Political leaders across parties condemn assassination attempt on former Punjab Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal. India calls for reforms in global financial system to better support developing nations. South Korean opposition lawmakers move to impeach President Yoon Suk Yeol after martial law decision. And in under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat hosts UAE by 10 wickets to enter the semi-finals at Sharjah. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India has become a pioneer in oceanic transport, shipbuilding and ability to harness the monsoon building sea capacity, addressing a huge gathering at the Navy Day celebrations at the Blue Flag Beach at Puri in Odisha this evening. The president said India is a great maritime nation with its long coastline, island territory and developed maritime infrastructure. The president said Indian Navy will continue to ensure maritime security to the country and greatly support the nation to become a Viksit Bharat by 2047.
With 63 ships being built in India, the Navy's single-minded focus to be an Atmanirbhar force by 2047 provides inspiration to all of us to pursue innovation and mission more. It is a matter of pride for every Indian that we are today one of only 6 nations in the world that have the capability to design, build and operate both a ballistic missile nuclear submarine and an aircraft carrier.
The Navy Day at the Blue Flag Beach of Puri marked the anniversary of Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It displayed over 15 ships, submarines and more than 40 aircraft with the support from marine commanders and personnel from the Indian Army. We have a report.
As expected, jet fighters and aircrafts of Indian Navy displayed their superb flying maneuvers along with magnificent formations. The grand celebration began with Hawk AJT, which is also called the Phantoms. These are multi-purpose trainer aircrafts of the Indian Navy. Hawk aircraft in an arrowhead formation demonstrated their ground attack capability through a bomb burst maneuver. Marine Commandos or Marcos are highly trained warriors and displayed the strength, combat skills and assault by firing and throwing flares. The Commandos also displayed a real-life hostage rescue operation. It was one of its kind experience for the visitors who were present in large numbers to witness the demonstrations. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Puri.
Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary has said that the government is ready to talk with farmers and the doors are open for them. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Chaudhary said the farmers should share their problems and the government will look for ways to solve them.
हम किसानों से संवाद करने के लिए तैयार बैठे हैं. किसान यदि हमारे पास आए तो उनके लिए दरवाजे खुले हैं. यदि वो वहाँ बुलाए तो वहाँ जाने के लिए तैयार हैं. क्योंकि इस देश का किसान महान है, अन्नदाता है और उसकी पीड़ा वो हमारी पीड़ा है. पर खुद बातचीत होगी, क्या समस्या है तो उसका कैसे निदान हो सकने वाला है क्या, तो हम जरूर तैयार हैं. हम तो
The government has said that 60 districts have been freed from the menace of left-wing extremism, LWE, in the country during the last 5 years. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Raya said that following the resolute implementation of the National Policy and Action Plan to address LWE, the scenario has improved significantly both in terms of reduced violence and constriction of its geographical spread. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the critical importance of peace and stability in border areas as a foundation for fostering better relations between India and China. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha today on recent developments in India's relations with China, Dr. Jaishankar noted that discussions between the two countries in the coming days will focus on de-escalation and effective border management.
In the coming days, we will be discussing both de-escalation as well as effective management of our activities in the border areas. The conclusion of the disengagement phase now allows us to consider other aspects of our bilateral engagement in a calibrated manner, keeping our national security interests first and foremost.
The Rajya Sabha has passed the Boilers Bill 2024. It repeals the Boilers Act 1923. The bill will enhance safety, as specific provisions have been made in the bill to ensure the safety of persons working inside a boiler and the repair of boilers undertaken by qualified and competent persons.
That the Boilers Bill 2024 be taken into consideration, those in favour will please say aye, those against will please say no. I think ayes have it. The motion is adopted. We shall now take up clause by clause consideration of the bill.
Replying to a debate on the bill, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the government is revisiting all the laws of the pre-independence era. The government has said that the sex ratio at birth of girl child in the country has improved from 918 in 2014-15 to 930 in 2023-24. Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur said this in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, today conducted searches at 10 locations in Delhi and surrounding areas in connection with cyber fraud case involving financial frauds of around 117 crore rupees. According to the CBI, the investigation has so far revealed that fraudsters operating from overseas use digital platforms such as websites, WhatsApp and Telegram to target victims in India. During the searches, the agency seized incriminating evidence, including electronic devices and financial records from the premises of suspected individuals. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
I want to make a difference. I want to make my family proud. I want to defend our skies. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. If this is you, then what are you waiting for? Join the Indian Air Force. The Indian Air Force is now accepting applications for officers. AFCAT 1 2025 registrations are open from 2nd December to 31st December. For more information, log on to careerairforce.nic.in.
Welcome back to the news at 9. Political leaders across parties have condemned the assassination attempt on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister, Mr. Sukhbir Singh Badal, today. In a social media post, Punjab Chief Minister, Mr. Bhagwant Singh Mann, has condemned the attack. Mr. Mann said directions have been issued to Punjab police to inquire about the entire incident and submit the report at the earliest. Punjab senior BJP leader Manoranjan Khalia, while condemning the attack in the presence of police, has demanded the resignation of the Chief Minister. Senior Shiromani Akali Dal leader Dr. Daljeet Singh Chima has demanded a judicial inquiry into the attack to find out the conspiracy behind it. Earlier in the day, an assassination attempt was made on Punjab's former Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal at the entrance of the Golden Temple in Amritsar. However, he escaped unhurt. Mr. Badal was serving penance given by the Sri Akal Takht recently while sitting on a wheelchair at the entrance when the attempt was made. In Maharashtra, the leaders of Mahayuti, including BJP's Devendra Fadnavis, Shiv Sena leader and caretaker Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, and NCP's Ajit Pawar, met Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai today to stake a claim to form the government. They submitted a letter signed by a total of 237 MLAs from the Mahayuti to the governor.
मैं आभार व्यक्त करना चाहता हूं आदरणीय मुख्यमंत्री एकनाथ शिंदे जी का. एकनाथराव शिंदे जी ने शिवसेना के अध्यक्ष के तौर पर और शिवसेना के लेजिस्लेचर पार्टी के मुख्य तौर पर महाराष्ट्र के मुख्यमंत्री पद के लिए मेरे नाम की सिफारिश का पत्र दिया है. साथ साथ राष्ट्रवादी कांग्रेस पार्टी के अध्यक्ष और लेजिस्लेचर पार्टी के नेता माननीय अजीत दादा पवार जी ने भी उसी प्रकार का पत्र दिया है. और इन सभी पत्रों को देखते हुए माननीय राज्यपाल जी ने हमें
BJP's central observers, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, along with other leaders, were also present. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis is set to become the next Chief Minister of the state. He will take oath for the third time tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. in Mumbai's Azad Maidan. Meanwhile, in Jharkhand, the expansion of the cabinet of Hemant Soren government will take place tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. in Ranchi. A total of 11 ministers are scheduled to take oath at Raj Bhavan. ISRO has rescheduled the launch of PSLV C-59 Proba-3 mission due to an anomaly detected in the spacecraft. The launch is now scheduled for tomorrow at 16:12 hours from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota. Earlier, it was to be launched at 4:08 hours this afternoon. India has called for reforms in the global financial system to better support developing nations, emphasizing greater representation for the Global South in international financial institutions and increased funding from multilateral development banks. Speaking at a UN meeting, India's Ms. Geetu Joshi, advisor in the Department of Economic Affairs, Ministry of Finance, stressed the need for a financial system more responsive to the needs of developing countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held discussions with his Kuwaiti counterpart Abdullah Ali Al Yahya in New Delhi this evening. In his remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said India is committed to strengthening bilateral ties with Kuwait across various domains, including trade, investment and culture. In his remarks, Kuwait's Foreign Affairs Minister said the historical ties between the two countries span centuries and have evolved into a great partnership. Earlier this afternoon, the visiting Foreign Affairs Minister of Kuwait called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his official residence. In South Korea, the lawmakers of the opposition coalition today moved a motion in the parliament to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after a shocking imposition of martial law that brought thousands of protesters to the streets yesterday. After facing strong backlash, Yoon reversed his decision within 6 hours. Kim Yong-min, a member of the opposition Democratic Party, said the impeachment vote could happen as soon as Friday. 6 political parties support the motion. In related developments, South Korean cabinet has offered to resign collectively in the midst of political turmoil. Defense Minister Kim Yong-hyun, who reportedly proposed declaring martial law to Yoon, later announced his resignation. However, Prime Minister Han urged the cabinet to continue fulfilling the responsibilities. Russia has said today that it is in close contact with Iran and Turkey over Syria conflict after a shock offensive has seen Islamist-led rebels capture the second-largest city of Aleppo. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova told reporters that the foreign ministers of the 3 guarantor countries are working in close contact. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister has said that the country is ready to send troops to Syria and is awaiting official requests from President Bashar al-Assad. Syrian insurgents seized control of Aleppo on Friday, triggering a fresh wave of conflict. Domestic benchmark equity indices today maintained their positive trajectory supported by gains in realty and banking stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex added 110 points to close at 80,956 and the NSE Nifty 50 ended nearly flat, marginally up by 10 points to settle at 24,467. In the Under-19 Asia Cup today, India qualified for the semi-finals, winning the last Group A ODI match against the host United Arab Emirates by 10 wickets at Sharjah Cricket Stadium. UAE set a target of 138 runs after winning the toss and electing to bat. They were all out in 44 overs. Chasing the target, India scored 143 runs without loss in just 16.1 overs. India will lock horns with Sri Lanka in semi-final on Friday. In another semi-final to be played on Friday, Pakistan and Bangladesh will be in action at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Today, Pakistan won by 180 runs against Japan. And in hockey, the final match of the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup is underway between India and Pakistan in Muscat, Oman. At time of the latest report, scores of India and Pakistan were 3-2. Defending champions India and beaten in the tournament are aiming for their 5th title and a 3rd consecutive victory in this event. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says India has become leader in oceanic transport and monsoon harness sea capacity. Center says 60 districts freed from menace of left-wing extremism in the last 5 years. Government is ready for talks with farmers, says Union Minister Bhagirath Chaudhary. Political leaders across parties condemn assassination attempt on former Punjab Deputy Chief Minister Sukhbir Singh Badal. India calls for reforms in global financial system to better support developing nations. South Korean opposition lawmakers move to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after martial law decision. And in Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat hosts UAE by 10 wickets to enter the semi-finals at Sharjah. And that's all in the news at 9. good night.